Marketplace. Presets, LUTs, and looks you don't have to build. A colorist's grade, a transition pack, a narrative framework. All in your library, one click away. VibeChopper shipped a credit ledger marketplace where every purchase is audited and every paid asset refunds cleanly if it doesn't fit. Overview. Gnarls here. Time to talk about the looks that live in someone else's brain. Overview. You've watched a cut on someone else's feed and thought, what is that grade? You chased it. You moved sliders. You got close. You moved on. Because the cut had to ship at midnight and you weren't a colorist. Overview. The look in your head is real. It just didn't live in your library yet. The marketplace was where it moved in. 1. The I wish I had that look problem. There are two kinds of editing time. There's the time you spend on the cut, your taste, your pacing, your beats. And there's the time you spend rebuilding things other people have already built, better than you ever will. A cinematic LUT, a clean lower third style, a transition pack that doesn't look like a 2014 wedding video, a narrative framework template for a three-act explainer. 1. The I wish I had that look problem. The second category is in editing. It's tax. The tax of solo work. 1. The I wish I had that look problem. The way you used to pay it. Watch a colorist's 8-minute breakdown, eyeball the slider values, save the result as your own preset, hope it works on a different camera. Cube file, import it. Fail to find the right intensity, give up. 1. The I wish I had that look problem. We built the second category into the editor. The colorist with the look you wanted, their grade is a row in a table you can search. You preview it on your own clip. You add it to your library, you drop it on a clip. The colorist gets paid. You move on to the part of the cut that's yours. 1. The I wish I had that look problem. That's what the marketplace is. A library of looks, transitions, templates, overlays, narrative frameworks, sound effects, music, and prompt packs other creators built. Searchable, previewable, applicable, with a credit ledger that pays the builder every time their asset gets used. 1. The I wish I had that look problem. The four commits that made it real were 520270. Marketplace credits, recommendations, admin roles. 8F1E0C. Implement preset loading from library, marketplace. 7AE53A and 01B884. Preset save slash apply path. Past tense, all of it, already in. 2. What's in the marketplace? 12 asset types. The marketplace was never just LUTs. TS as a typed enum. 2. What's in the marketplace? 12 asset types. Effect preset, a saved stack of color and effect adjustments. The thing you'd build by stacking saturation, contrast, gamma, and a blur, then save as one click. LUT, a lookup table, the cinematic grade. Loaded from a URL, applied with an intensity slider that defaults to 70%. Template, a project skeleton. Beats, structure, placeholder clips, drop your footage in. Transition, a between clip animation. Wipes, dissolves, glitches, light leaks. Audio, a single audio asset. Stinger, drone, breath. Overlay, a single transparent overlay graphic. Title card, callout, shape. Overlay pack, a bundle of overlays from one creator with a coherent visual identity. Narrative framework, a story structure. Hero's journey, three act, problem, agitate, solve. Your clips get assigned to roles inside it. Prompt pack, a bundle of AI prompts. Caption styles, voiceover scripts, brief templates. Music, a full music track, license clean, with mood and genre tags. Sound effect, a one shot, the pop, the swoosh, the whoosh. Footage, actual clip files. B-roll a creator licensed and put up for reuse.
What's in the marketplace? 12 asset types. The categories that organize them on the browser, color grading, effects, transitions, audio, templates, overlays, color, intro, lower third, storytelling, marketing, educational, entertainment. What's in the marketplace? 12 asset types. The browser reads those categories from get/api/marketplace/categories and groups search results by type. You filter by type, category, style, cinematic, energetic, minimal, mood, happy, dramatic, chill, genre, vlog, documentary, music video, and a price range. Sort by most popular, newest, highest rated, price low to high, or price high to high. Toggle free only. The search bar accepts free text and runs across name, description, and tags. What's in the marketplace? 12 asset types. The featured row at the top pulls assets marked is featured equals true and approved for public listing, the looks and admin spotlighted. The rest of the grid is paginated, 20 at a time. What's in the marketplace? 12 asset types. The credit ledger, how the colorist gets paid. The marketplace runs on credits. One paid asset costs a price. Your account has a balance. The balance lives on the user's table as an integer. Every movement is audited. The credit ledger, how the colorist gets paid. Here's how a purchase moves through the database. TS, transaction. First, it does select/for update on your row in the user's table, a row lock, so two purchases racing each other can't both think they have enough balance to buy the same asset. If your balance is too low, it throws insufficient credits error with status 402 and body code insufficient credits, required, available. If your balance is fine, it subtracts, updates your row, and inserts a row into credit transactions with the amount, the new balance, a reason, the asset ID, and a metadata blob. The credit ledger, how the colorist gets paid. The same pattern runs in reverse for refunds. If a purchase insert fails, a unique constraint, a transient DB error, the purchase path catches it and calls refund credits, which writes a positive entry into credit transactions with reason refund. You don't lose credits because the database got grumpy. The credit ledger, how the colorist gets paid. There's also a real refund route. Post/API/marketplace/ID/refund runs refund asset purchase, which deletes the library row, decrements the asset's download count with a greatest /-1/0 floor so it can't go negative, and restores credits in the same audited path. If you bought a look that didn't fit your project, you can give it back. The credit ledger, how the colorist gets paid. Free assets skip the ledger. Add free asset checks the price is zero or null, make sure you don't already own it, and inserts a library row with SARS free, no credit movement. Some of the best work on the marketplace is free, creators offering a free pack to drive attention to a paid one. The system treats free as first class. The credit ledger, how the colorist gets paid. The reason the ledger matters isn't the math. It's that the colorist who built the warm skin LUT you keep using sees a paid download every time it gets applied. The number is auditable, refundable, tied to a real row in your library. That's how a marketplace becomes a livelihood instead of a giveaway. Preview before purchase. The cardinal sin of preset marketplaces is making you pay before you see. We didn't. Preview before purchase. Every asset's detail panel has a preview. For a LUT, it's a side-by-side. Raw clip on one side, LUT applied on the other, intensity slider underneath. For a transition, it's the actual animation rendered between two clip thumbnails. For a music track, it's a waveform you can scrub.
Preview before purchase. The preview panel reads get/API/marketplace/ID and renders the asset's preview video URL or thumbnail URL, the creator's display name, pulled from a left join on users so the colorist gets the credit, the average rating from asset reviews rows, the review count, and the download count. If the asset is a preset, it shows the underlying config, the actual saturation value, the actual contrast curve, real numbers. 4. Preview before purchase. The browser also surfaces related assets, the four most downloaded items of the same type, so you can comparison shop a LUT against three other warm skin LUTs before you commit. 5. Apply to a clip, the one-click flow. You bought the look or grabbed a free one. Now it's in your library. Applying it to a clip is one click. 5. Apply to a clip, the one-click flow. Every asset you've added shows up at get/API/library, filterable by type, favorites, and sort order. Click any library item, pick a clip, hit apply. The endpoint is post/API/library/ID/apply. It increments the usage count, stamps a last used timestamp, and applies the asset based on its type. 5. Apply to a clip, the one-click flow. Effect presets and LUTs apply through the same effect preset pipeline. The asset config is read as an array of effects, and apply effect preset writes them to the clip in one transaction. Transitions and narrative frameworks return their config so the editor can mount them. Music, sound effects, overlay packs, and footage return their asset URLs so the editor can drop them on a track. 5. Apply to a clip, the one-click flow. The fast path, the one we sweated over, is applied directly from the Marketplace browser without going through the library page first. That's post/API/clip effects/from preset. It accepts a library item ID or a public marketplace asset ID. If you point it at a public marketplace asset you haven't added yet, it does a lazy import, automatically adding the asset to your library before applying. Free assets and assets you already own lazy import. Paid assets return a 402 with the standard code required available body, so the editor can prompt you to confirm the spend. 5. Apply to a clip, the one-click flow. The lazy import removes a step you'd otherwise forget. You hover a preset, hit apply. The system silently adds the row, runs the apply, the clip changes. Two-step flows lose people. One-step flows let people work. 5. Apply to a clip, the one-click flow. The apply response carries a created array of new effect IDs and a before effect IDs array of the IDs that existed before, so the editor's undo stack can roll the whole apply back as one operation. You apply a let, you hate it on your shot, you hit undo. The whole apply is gone, no surgery. 5. Apply to a clip, the one-click flow. 6. Walk through, buy a let, apply it, swap if it doesn't fit. Let's run a wrap. Wedding edit, phone footage, 4K, slightly flat out of the camera. You want a warm cinematic grade on the reception act. 6. Walkthrough. Buy a let. Apply it. Swap if it doesn't fit. Rep 1. Browse. Open the Marketplace browser. Type warm skin into the search bar. Filter. Type let. Style. Cinematic. Sort by highest rated. Form results land. Rep 2. Preview. Click the top result. The side-by-side preview shows a flat phone clip on the left and a warmer, deeper shadow version on the right. Intensity at 70%. That's your reception. Rep 3. Buy. Hit apply. Your balance is 500 credits. The LUT is 120.
The ledger path runs, row locks your balance, deducts 120, inserts a purchased library row, writes a transaction with reason purchase, increments the asset's download count, returns the new balance, 380, under a second. 6. Walkthrough. Buy a LUT. Apply it. Swap if it doesn't fit. Rep 4. Apply. The same call fired apply library asset, which wrote a LUT type clip effect to your selected clip at the default 70% intensity. Hit play. The reception clip is warmer, skin tones red deeper, the shadows have a hint of teal. 6. Walkthrough. Buy a LUT. Apply it. Swap if it doesn't fit. Rep 5. Decide. You scrub the rest of the act. The LUT looks great on the close-ups, slightly aggressive on the wide of the dance floor. You bring the intensity down on that one clip to 50. Your purchase is intact. The LUT is in your library now, applied at different intensities on different clips. 6. Walkthrough. Buy a LUT. Apply it. Swap if it doesn't fit. Rep 6. Swap if you have to. If the look didn't fit at all, you'd hit refund. post/API/marketplace/ID/refund runs refund asset purchase. The library row deletes. The download count decrements. Credits return via refund credits. The audit trail shows the deduction and the matching refund. The colorist's earnings reflect the actual install base, not an impulse buy. 6. Walkthrough. Buy a LUT. Apply it. Swap if it doesn't fit. That's the whole loop. Browse. Preview. Buy. Apply. Customize. Refund if needed. 5 minutes and 120 credits for a grade that would have cost you an hour and a half of slider work. 6. Walkthrough. Buy a LUT. Apply it. Swap if it doesn't fit. The marketplace runs underneath the rest of the editor. If you've been using the adjustment layer tract to spread one color treatment across a whole act, the LUT from your library is the canvas. Pick the layer, set the LUT, set the intensity. Every clip in the range picks it up. If you've been generating lower thirds for a series, an overlay pack gives you a coherent look to drop onto every episode without rebuilding it. 6. Walkthrough. Buy a LUT. Apply it. Swap if it doesn't fit. It was the looks and structures and sound another creator built well, better than you would on your own time, are now first-class atoms in your editor. You don't rebuild. You don't open a separate app. Cube file. You search. You preview. You click. You apply. 6. Walkthrough. Buy a LUT. Apply it. Swap if it doesn't fit. Your taste is still yours. The execution moved into the library. 6. Walkthrough. Buy a LUT. Apply it. Swap if it doesn't fit. See you on the timeline. 6. Walkthrough. Buy a LUT. Apply it. Swap if it doesn't fit. That's the whole loop. Browse. Preview. Buy. Apply. Customize. Refund if needed. 5 minutes and 120 credits for a grade that would have cost you an hour and a half of slider work. 6. Walkthrough. Buy a LUT. Apply it. Swap if it doesn't fit. It was the looks and structures and sound another creator built well, better than you would on your own time, are now first-class atoms in your editor. You don't rebuild. You don't open a separate app. Cube file. You search. You preview. You click. You apply. 6. Walkthrough. Buy a LUT. Apply it. Swap if it doesn't fit. Your taste is still yours. The execution moved into the library. 6. Walkthrough. Buy a LUT. Apply it. Swap if it doesn't fit. Gnarls.